Good morning, DBK.
Yay, you answered.
I did. I'm sorry. I was on the phone yesterday.
Okay, so you do know that I call. I have to tell you every time now. You did.
Yeah,
say
but
that.
I texted you. Did you get my text?
No, I didn't get a text.
Oh, I texted you on the phone. What's up?
Oh, yeah. I got that. Yep.
Okay.
I just wanted to make sure that you got everything that you needed.
Yep.
Okay. And on time, and so that
yep.
it went out. Because
yep.
I don't know if you saw, well, you didn't, because I don't think I CC'd you in on anything, but I went back and forth, and stayed so super late because of the way we went about, the way that Sam went about it. He didn't do the normal DQ, so the poor girls didn't know what was DQing or what stone was for mine, and I'm dealing with the girls in the New York City office, newbie and such. Yeah, it was just like, okay, but my girls, Desi and Jen and everybody, didn't know that this was all going down. So
right.
it was like one of the, it was a weird situation overall. And
all over a $300 stone.
Yeah, which was, bar none from my understanding, you got a steal of a deal. Like, even our buyer was like, this is crazy that you're getting this stone at that price. I go, it's customer service based. It's just what we have to do.
Well, it's also that you're just really matching somebody else's.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's not so much that somebody's getting a steal of a deal. It's just that, hey, this is what the market is on these.
Well,
unfortunately,
and
I mean,
us to believe it's this big old steal of a deal too. I think.
Right. And it's,
I think that's,
I mean,
partially part of it.
Right. You know, and I wasn't kidding you when I told you there was over 10 stones identically the same, you know, all at $306. And, you know, it was like, okay, so, you know, it no longer
another,
becomes...
After another.
Right. You know, it no longer becomes a steal of a deal if another company has a whole shit ton of them.
No. I agree. I definitely
you
agree.
Know, you know what I mean?
Well,
so
and... We all know it, they're all made in our grandmother's basement, and
of course.
Lots of companies have a shit ton of them. I mean,
yep.
Where are we going with our life? So
yeah, well, that's the biggest problem with those are, you know,
yeah.
I saw somebody put on Facebook that BJ's was doing a 1 carat and a 14 carat white gold setting, you know, and a 4-prong Tiffany mounting for $599.
What?
Selling them for Kay's is advertising a 2-carat and a 14-carat white gold mounting for $999.
Oh my God, these are all asinine prices. Where are people going to go with their?
Well, here's when you read the fine print though.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they're, you know, the BS certification company that I just absolutely love.
That you buy a lot of those certs now.
Yeah, only on lab.
You always said you were never going to, but look at us.
No, because guess what? you know what?
I'm busting your chops on an early morning.
You know what?
Can you be alone?
There's two words that are coming to my mind right now.
Fuck you, Aubrey.
Yeah, that's what is coming to my mind. I didn't know if it was a recorded phone call or not.
It doesn't matter if it was or not. It's us. For God's sake, they know better.
but if you read the fine print, it's a two carat. Because I paused the television last night to read the fine print on the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
It's an SI2I color.
How are they making SI2Is, though? Like that, I can't get my hands on those. To save my life.
But that's what they're... But they must have went out...
It's a big lab grown, right?
Right, yeah. So they must have went out and had Grandma make, you know, I'm making it up, a million of these stones, okay? You know, they gave them to IGI and told them to... This is what we want them certified at, because that's what Sterling does.
Mm-hmm.
Even way back in the day, when I was a district manager for them, we'd get a lot of stones in. We'd get 5,000 one-carat stones in, and I'd get an email saying, hey, we just got a lot, 5,000 stones in. They're on their way to IGI. They're all going to be SI1 G to H color.
Mm-hmm.
Every single stone, 5,000 of them.
I thought you said you could, like, literally call them up and be like, hi, I'm
yeah.
free. Can you change
oh, yeah.
it?
Yep. Oh, yeah. I mean, we got, when they came out with, a program called Ideal Cut Stones back in the late 90s, okay? They were
yep.
certifying everything as ideal cut, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And we would call them up, and I'd be like, listen, I just got these 10 stones in, and I don't agree with you guys. You know, I need these to be SI1s. Okay, just ship them back to corporate and put a note in them, and we'll have them change to SI1s. And that was the end of it.
It's nonsense.
It is nonsense. But that's what IGX, you know, but you got to remember, you're talking about back in the day where the three major companies were EGO USA, AGS, and GIA, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And AGS was actually, back in the 90s, AGS was stricter than GIA was.
It still is stricter as it pertains to cut. Now,
okay.
they definitely are not stricter. They're either off on their color or they're off. Most of the time, it's just clarity derivative.
Right.
So you have to go up in your clarity, but color is going to be on point, and cut is
right.
what they're known for.
Right.
Triple
well, because
zero, we tried. Like, Mike played the game with them a little bit. When
yep.
when they were going really downhill, like in the 2014, 2015, 2016 era,
yep.
they literally were only, like, just over $300,000 to purchase the entire AGS facility and all of the company.
Well, because
and
they
was
went
something
into
that they were thinking of doing, actually.
Right. They went into bed with Hearts
Lazar.
On Fire.
Oh, yep.
Right.
Lazar,
okay.
Hearts on Fire, Fire and
yep.
Ice, all these
yep.
branded
they,
Forevermark.
They went into bed with all that. And then,
mm-hmm.
oh, I'm sorry, 2008 hit and the economy tanked and the stones that you were saying were worth all this money are no longer worth all this money.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, they were on the brink of belly up, but no difference than EGO USA when they went through their BS stuff.
Well,
that, you
EGO
know, they
in
were,
general. Let's
right,
talk about
you know,
it. EGL International, EGL Europe, those are not
right.
even things anymore.
No,
now
they're
not.
Now
they're like weird DGIs and
right.
IGI kind of really swooped in. With
oh, yeah,
the whole
I mean.
Lab-grown side. They're even more swooping in because it's IGI, I think having the eyes involved allows people to think, like, it's similar to a GIA. No.
Right.
No.
Well,
not
we
even
get
that.
It once in a while when someone comes in and they, you know, they're price shopping.
Right.
And I'll be like, can I see what you were quoted? I said, I don't need to see price. I don't care about price because no one touches my price. And I know that.
Right. Right.
And I said, can I just see what you're quoted? Yeah, I'm quoted an SI1G and this mounting and I'm like, okay, well, what's, sir? Well, it's an IGI. I go, okay, no, that's not comparing apples to apples.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just what it, just what the case is. And that's
do you
why.
Do you get pushback there?
We get
I'm
a
just
little.
Curious.
We get a little bit, but then I have to remind them that they were at K's or Zales or Belden's or Jared's.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because that's what's the most in this area. Now you do have other companies. Hellsberg, we don't have them in our immediate area anymore. They pulled all their stores out of this area.
Yeah.
Do
you guys
Hellsberg,
have Diamonds Direct though? Like I would imagine you guys have Diamonds Direct, right?
No, we don't even really get much of that. You know what we're getting now though is we're getting on the lab grounds of well I can buy it on you know lab grounds or us. .com or whatever BS website
oh,
is out there this month.
Yeah.
I can buy this stone for, you know, $299. And I'm like, then go buy it.
Yeah.
I and they said, well, what will you charge me to set it? And I said, and I look at them, I'm like, $1,500. And they're like, but that's what you're telling me you're going to charge me to supply the stone and set the stone. I'm like, yes,
yep.
That just tells you what the stone is worth.
Yep. It's smart
you know,
to do it that way. Business
and the problem is
done that way.
And the problem is that, like, even on this 2-carat, I got it in yesterday morning. I turned around, wrote it up, and sent it right back out to New York, right
mm-hmm.
back out to New York City to be set into the customer's
hey,
ring.
We could have dropped it off to you, you dork. Did you get your
no.
shirt with it?
No, I did not get my shirt with it. It said, shirt will follow.
Okay, because we didn't have it probably yet.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, it has to go. Uni doesn't accept drop-offs like that, unless it's from the store itself.
Oh, okay. Who's Uni?
Okay. Uni's my custom guy.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Your phone's
yeah,
going off. You might need to.
No, I don't care. It's a telemarketer.
Okay.
It says it right on it.
Oh, it does?
It's a spam call. It's a spam call.
For me?
No. Just now. It just says spam
okay.
call.
I know.
When you call,
it says,
oh, bitch calling.
Bitch calling.
So,
as long as
I have
a dial.
Yeah. On that note, I got to run.
Oh, God, no. We were in the middle. Damn it.
I got to go. I figured.
Okay. Goodbye.
Bye.